You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express. Let's begin with the major update. The US Federal Reserve kept the policy rate unchanged in the range of 5.25% to 5.55%. The USA policymakers reaffirmed that the rate cuts could be seen three times this year. Despite recent inflation data coming in hotter than expected, the numbers haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a somewhat bumpy road, said US Fed Chair Jerome Powell in a press conference. The Fed Chair said that inflation remains elevated and has raised economic expectations for the future, but lowered projection for unemployment rate expectations it provided in December. In the FOMC meeting, 19 policymakers of the US see 3/4 point rate cuts this year. Moving on, after the Bank of Japan increased its key interest rate for the first time in 17 years, from 0.1% to a range of 0 to 0.1%, economists and experts said that the next policy rate hike is likely to occur in the second half of 2025, and it will depend largely on economic and financial markets in Japan and abroad. Sunny Agarwal, head of fundamental equity research, SBI Securities Limited, said, quote, "Going forward, Japanese rates are likely to stay very low for the foreseeable future, despite the fact that interest rates are in positive territory. Further rate hikes will not be at aggressive pace, and hence immediately there is no sign of worry for global investors," unquote. In other news, Godrej Appliances, part of Godrej and Boyce, the flagship company of Godrej Group, on Thursday announced that it has joined ONDC to elevate consumer access to its diverse range of home appliances. This, it said, will further increase the brand's nationwide presence and provide customers with more convenience while purchasing appliances. Godrej Appliances has tied up with MyStore to facilitate its enlistment across the open network. Currently, Godrej Appliances offers a range of 100+ SKUs through ONDC network, encompassing a range of advanced home appliances like refrigerators, air conditioners, washing machines, microwave ovens, dishwashers, air coolers, and deep freezers. Through this, the brand aims to cater to several pin codes across 20+ states in India in the coming months. Meanwhile, ICRA-rated securitized pools have shown healthy performance, with collection efficiencies ranging from 92% to 107% across all asset classes in FY 2024 so far. This, ICRA said, was aided by a favorable operating environment, rigorous collection efforts, and adoption of digitized processes. Housing loans, HL, and loans against property, LAP pools, have showcased steady collections in FY 2024 so far. This can be attributed to the critical nature of underlying collateral for the borrowers and advances in online collection methods. Given the strong domestic economic style, ICRA said, the vehicle pools are expected to continue their stable performance in the medium term. Further, financiers would also ramp up collection efforts in Q4 of the fiscal. Up next, the Noida International Airport Limited announced that trial runs at the Jewar Airport are expected to commence by the end of June, with approximately 80% of Phase 1 of the project completed. NIAL is responsible for overseeing the construction of the Greenfield Noida International Airport in Jewar. Officials familiar with the matter stated that NIAL, in a meeting held last week, briefed the Uttar Pradesh government that the runway has been finished and overall 80% of the project's work is now completed. NIAL also informed the UP government that approximately ₹7,371.51 crore out of the ₹10,056 crore budget has been expended on the Greenfield Airport thus far. Moving ahead, HCL Tech on Thursday announced that it has been recognized with AWS Generative AI Competency Partner status for its expertise in building generative AIs, Gen AI applications on AWS and delivering transformative outcomes to enterprises. With AWS's advanced Gen AI portfolio, including Amazon Code Whisperer, Amazon Bedrock, Amazon SageMaker, and Amazon Q, HCL Tech has developed innovative Gen AI solutions spanning various industries and enterprise functions. The AWS Competency Program assists clients in connecting with AWS partner who possess knowledge and technical expertise in using AWS technologies and best practices to adopt generative AI. Till date, HCL Tech has received AWS competency status in networking, migration, financial services, cloud operations, automotive services, manufacturing, and industrial services, SAP, DevOps, Level 1 MSSP, storage, and mainframe modernization. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in positive territory on March 21st. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 172.85 points or 0.7% higher to settle at 22,011.95, while the BSE Sensex advanced 539.50 points or 0.75% to finish at 72,641. Nifty Midcap 100 gained more than 1,100 points or 2.4% to close at 47,033.55. NTPC, BPCL, Tata Steel, Power Grid and IndusInd Bank were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while Bharati Airtel, HDFC Life Insurance, Axis Bank, Maruti Suzuki and ICICI Bank were the key laggards in the Nifty 50 on March 21st. Shares of TCS advanced 0.9% to an intraday high of Rs. 4,008.40. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.